Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One question quiz. What does COBRA stand for? We'll give you the answer in a minute. But are you one of the 2 million Americans who have lost your job this year? If so, in addition to looking for new work and worrying about the rent or the mortgage, you are likely scrambling for health insurance. Some of you can sign up for COBRA to continue the coverage you had through your employer. Should you? And of course, if you haven't been laid off, this still might apply to you the way things are going and the economic forecasts predicting rising unemployment in each of the next several months, or maybe you know someone who this will apply to. Yesterday, we did Unemployment Insurance 101. Now it's time for everything you always wanted to know about COBRA health insurance but had no one to ask. We have Ellen Andrews with us, Executive Director of the Connecticut Health Policy Project. Ellen, thanks so much for doing this. Hello from WNYC.
Well, thank you very much for doing this. This is wonderful.
Ellen, let's answer that trivia question. What does COBRA stand for?
I had to actually pull that out. It's Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act.
That's where I want to get my health care from. The Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act.
Right. It was passed in 1986 and signed by President Reagan.
Is it an entitlement program like unemployment for people who've lost their jobs?
I guess in a sense it is. It's not a payment. It's that you can continue to access your group health benefits that you were getting when you were employed for a length of time afterwards.
The same coverage, basically. The group plan that you had under your employer, same doctor list and everything, but you have to buy in.
Yeah, that's the catch, yes. You have to pay the full amount. And for most people, that's something of a sticker shock. Most employers pay, you know, most employees, rather, pay 20 or 25% of the cost. It depends if you have family coverage or single and where you work. But then when you get that bill for the full amount plus 2%, they can add 2% for administrative costs, it can be very high.
Wow. You mean so your employer can lay you off and then make a little profit on you to process your COBRA?
Well, it's to reimburse for their administrative costs
run
that program.
That must be some moment for people, and we'll hear our lines immediately are full. So as people finish up, you know, maybe you can get in at 212-433-WNYC. But I imagine, Ellen, that for people, there's an immediate revelation, which is, oh, this is how much I have to pay for my health insurance. Oh, this is how much my employer was paying for my health insurance all these years when I never gave it a second thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a real problem. And, you know, people, when they lose their jobs, which it sounds like you heard yesterday, have a lot of other things on their mind. And taking care of their health insurance isn't necessarily at the top of the list. But they need to know that they have 60 days to do something about it once they get the notice from their employer. If they don't do anything within that 60 days, they lose their right to COBRA.
Chris in Bridgeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you?
Good. I just wanted to mention that COBRA was a lifesaver for me. I was leaving my job, this was about 5 years back, and my employer asked me if I wanted to sign up for COBRA, and I declined. It turned out the day before I left, I ended up getting hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
Now,
wow.
I got brought to the hospital. I contacted my employer. He was a great man. He signed me up for COBRA, even though I declined it. And at the 11th hour, I got it instated, and they paid off $80,000 in medical bills for me.
Wow.
That's great. You're very lucky that it happened that day and not 61 days later.
Exactly. And I recommend anybody take advantage of it because I was young and dumb and didn't think anything could happen to me, and it did. So,
can I ask, Chris, in your case, how much was your COBRA? How much was your health insurance per year or per month?
I don't quite remember, but it was pretty low. You know, I could have afforded it, but I chose not to take
right.
it anyway.
At that time, Chris, thank you very much. That's a great story. And Ellen, from what I've heard, people can actually sign up for COBRA retroactively for some period of time after they've been laid off if they didn't choose it on the way out the door.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, and actually, even if you say no, you can reverse that. So it sounds like his employer did, you know, go to the mat for him. But you can't, even if you turned it down and something happens. That happened to our director of programs 2 people ago. He left another job, lost his insurance, and he was a big biker, and he fell off his bike and was hurt. And he had declined it, but then he went back and said, no, I need it. And he was able to get in.
How about that? And then how long does it last? You can't keep signing on for your, you can't keep buying your buying your way into your old company plan forever, right?
No, no, you can't. It's 18 months generally. If you have, for dependents and for spouses under some circumstances, it can be longer. If you're disabled, you know, and you're getting SSI payments, it can be longer. But for most people, it's 18 months.
Stephen in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, thank you. My question is, are you entitled to COBRA if your company has gone out of business?
No, unfortunately not. What COBRA gives you is access to the plan that current employees have. If your company's gone out of business, or if your company is still in business but they just decided not to offer benefits anymore to employees, then there's nothing to be eligible for.
Okay, thank you.
Stephen, thank you. And Jude in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jude.
Hey, what's up? My question here for you is that I used to reside in San Francisco with my partner. We were domestic partnered, and since then we have been divorced. I was getting health insurance through his law firm, which is now defunct, Heller, Ehrman, White, McAuliffe, and I think it's Karma. When I left him, they never offered me COBRA at all. I am HIV positive, and I've so far had to cover about $230,000 in medical bills in cash on my own, basically scraping off my life savings. I live in a very low-income area of the Bronx called Soundview, and my question is it legal for companies to not offer the spouses COBRA when they leave?
Ellen Andrews?
It's not legal, but they may not have known about your divorce and that was a qualifying event. So what you should do is call the Department of Labor.
I sent 2 letters, one to HR and also one to Cigna, which was our health insurance company.
Yeah, Cigna doesn't have anything to do with it. They have to get the information from HR. What you can do is call the U.S. Department of Labor, and I can give you the phone number if you have a pencil.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be groovy.
Sure. 1-866-444-3272.
Okay. And on another note, I'm completely against gay marriage.
You think it should be banned for all other people, even though you may not like it?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's silly. I don't think we need, just like heterosexuals, a piece of paper to let us know that we are partnered and in love and this can be life mate. If it's some sort of type of bureaucratic paper that the government needs so they can do write-offs.
All right. I don't want to get bogged down here, but you're against gay marriage, but you're for gay divorce, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Well, I filed for divorce when Gavin Newsom decided to say he'll legalize gay marriage as a publicity stunt to get himself elected.
Okay. Jude, thank you very much. Good luck with your health. Ellen Andrews, what is the average price? I bet a lot of people are wondering who haven't had to go through this. I know company health insurance plans vary a great deal. Is there a way to tell people what their health insurance would likely cost if they lose their job tomorrow and want to sign up for COBRA?
I can give you sort of the average, for single coverage would be about $5,000 or $6,000 for families, 10 or 12, but the variation on that is so high, depending on what your employer has chosen for co-pays and deductibles or what you had chosen among the options, that it can be very, very different. Sometimes you're in a small group that may have, older members, and so the rates are higher, or you may be working in a company that just happens to have, a high rate experience if you've had a lot of elderly people working there or other people who are higher risk, then the rate's going to be higher for arbitrary reasons, which is another whole show we could have on insurance doesn't make sense.
I guess so. From our comments page, Georgina from Brooklyn writes, if your most important medical care is gynecology, don't get COBRA. Go to Planned Parenthood or your local women's clinic where you can get your basic care, exams, tests, and birth control for very little money or even free. Laura from Brooklyn writes, if your employer later decides to either switch companies, that's insurance companies, or get rid of his plan, what are the options of an individual who has been on COBRA for several months. What about that, Ellen? If the insurer, if the employer switches insurance companies when you've been out for a few months, do you get then to switch over with all the remaining employees?
Yeah, you have to switch over, actually. What you get is access to whatever you would have had as an employee. So if employees are switching over, you have to switch over. In some cases, we've gotten calls from people who didn't want to, but unfortunately, if that's what they're doing, that's what your option is. The first caller or person who wrote in made a very important point, is that a lot of times COBRA is very expensive, and when people have lost their job, they have less money to pay that. And so people should look into what other kinds of options there are for people. We've had people call us, you know, clients, and they turned out they were always eligible for a Husky program here in Connecticut. So they may be able to get coverage for nothing. Very reasonable, good, comprehensive coverage. She's right about Planned Parenthood. They're a wonderful resource, very important. They're community health centers. They're other places. And the very most important thing you should not do is stop taking care of your health. If you need medications, you know, it's a stressful time. You do not want to be compromising your health at that point.
Kathy in Weston, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm calling because I had the opposite experience where I was delighted to get COBRA when I lost my job because for most of my working career, I haven't had any insurance because I work in landscape design and it's usually not covered. I was lucky enough to get it, and I found that the price for my buying the COBRA plan, because it was based on a group rate, was much lower than my trying to buy a comparable plan in the open market as a sole proprietor.
Can you give us the numbers in your case? Do you remember?
I believe that it's about $470 or $480 now a month for my group plan, the COBRA plan,
mm-hmm.
and I was paying about $460 prior to that, but it was a totally catastrophic plan only, so
right.
I never used it. I had it there in case I had to, you know, found out I had breast cancer or was in a horrible accident or something, but
right.
I never could use it for day-to-day stuff
yeah.
because the deductibles were so high, and it was about the same price, but it wasn't real insurance.
Right.
It was
so
just...
COBRA worked for you.
Emergency.
Kathy,
yeah, and COBRA generally is, when people have that sticker shock, you know, they're amazed at how much it costs as opposed to when they were working. But she brings up a very good point. If you try to go out on your own, you usually have to pay more for less coverage. It's not always true. People should check it out. But generally, COBRA is a good deal.
And I guess there's, you know, that's instructive, too, on the difference between group health insurance rates and individual health insurance rates.
Yeah.
Because the thing about COBRA, even though you have to buy in at the full cost of what it was costing your employer to insure you, that's probably going to be a lot less because it is a group rate than if you went out as an individual to Cigna or Oxford or whoever the company is and said, hi, here I am, I'm Kathy, and I'd like to buy a health insurance policy.
Right, and you're likely to get, like she said, you know, a lot of times whatever is affordable in the insurance market is really catastrophic. It's there to protect your assets, your home, you know, or savings if something terrible happens, but it doesn't cover preventive care, prescriptions, the sort of regular kind of health care that we all need, and generally group coverage does. And that's important to keep up when you're under such stress and you've just lost your job.
Are your COBRA payments tax deductible?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would think not, but I don't know.
I would think not also, but neither of us know. Here from our website, if I am signed up for a plan at work, my company has three different plans, and lose my job, can I sign up for COBRA on the cheaper plan?
Generally, you should have the same options that you had as an employee, but that may be subject to open enrollment periods. That's between you and your HR department.
And somebody else writes, I got COBRA for 18 months after I left the company. Can I extend this period?
Generally not. If your employer chooses to, they certainly can. And I should say that employers don't even have to charge you the full amount. They could continue to subsidize, and some do. But no, you're not entitled anymore under law to anything beyond 18
months. Some do. So there's a point of negotiation for people
sure.
as they're being told they're getting laid off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Right? So can you continue to cover my health insurance at, you know, the same, under the same terms as before for 6 months?
Absolutely.
And then I'll pick up the COBRA payments after that if I have to.
Yes.
That kind of thing. That's a question at least worth asking, it sounds like.
Right. Yes, definitely.
And I wonder if this would become an issue in Congress. They keep debating unemployment insurance extensions as the recession deepens. I haven't heard anybody suggest that they amend the COBRA law so people can keep their health insurance for longer than 18 months.
Right. It has been brought up in prior years. I haven't heard it this time, but it has been brought up. It's, you know, businesses tend to resist it. But, it, you know, in very narrow circumstances, does it cost the business more? Generally, you're paying the full amount. So it doesn't really cost them more unless you happen to be someone who raises their rate overall. So I don't really understand the resistance by and large. But, yes, that would be great.
All right. Let's get one more in here. John in Manhattan. John, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Okay.
I became disabled with multiple sclerosis and had to leave my job. And my company was very helpful, but people should be warned of a big problem. Many companies contract out to COBRA management companies that do everything they can to disenroll you, including telling you that they're not going to send you a bill, that you have to remember to send them a bill, including not warning you about I was disabled, I had a right to get an extension, and they said, oh, you were supposed to tell us you were disabled. I said they knew I was disabled. Now, my company helped me out. But these COBRA management companies, the company contracts out to them as a way to save cost, and they get paid by being able to disenroll people. A final point, you talked about the federal legislation. One of the things that would be the best things to do would be to make COBRA an easier way so people can keep insurance. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Ellen Andrews?
Right, I agree. And that's a really important point about disabilities, that you do get it for an extra 11 months. They can charge you an even higher premium. They can charge you 150% of the premium, not just the 102% that they can charge during the 18 months. So that's important to know. Yeah, usually your employer is more willing to work with you if you've been laid off. They're, you know, they're usually feeling pretty bad about doing that. So they may be more willing to work with you than some outside contractor who's paid, you're right, not to be helpful.
Now, on the question of is COBRA tax deductible, and John, thank you for your call. Good luck. From bankrate.com, we looked it up.
Oh, good.
As of 2007, COBRA payments remain deductible even if you decline employer-offered health insurance. I'm not sure what that means. But it then says the COBRA costs would be considered medical expenses that you can claim on Schedule A as itemized deductions. However, medical expenses are only deductible when they exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Therefore, you may not get any tax benefit for the COBRA payments if you have high enough income or do not otherwise itemize deductions. So that makes sense. So it's deductible like any other health expense, but normally for people who itemize deductions, your health costs have to go above 7.5% of your adjusted growth income for them to become deductible. Now, after you get laid off, it's a lot easier for a number to reach 7.5% of that. But I just thought of one other related question. Isn't a health benefit a tax deduction for the employer because it's a business expense?
Yes, it absolutely is. Their portion of it is deductible.
So they really are making money on you because you're paying the full amount of the premium, but you don't necessarily get the tax deduction. When they give you the premium, it's a deductible expense.
Well, except that they're not paying any part of it anymore, so they're not going to be
able to deduct it. Right. But it's not equitable from the standpoint of public policy.
Right.
Because they're giving the employer the deduction when they have to spend the money, but they're not giving the individual the deduction when they have to spend the money.
No, yes. And if you choose to then, you know, look into other options, get individual coverage or something else, then that typically isn't deductible, again, unless it goes over a certain percentage of your income.
Interesting.
Right?
And one piece of advice that just floated in from someone, if you know you will get laid off or anticipate it, maybe you should choose the plan with the lowest out-of-pocket expenses so that you're set up just in the event. Well, that's where we're going to leave it today on this discussion of COBRA. You know, I think after this, Ellen, that the next segment that we'll have to do for our newly unemployed listeners is, what if you're not eligible for COBRA? then how do you look for insurance on the private market as an individual?
Well, what are your options?
So we'll do that one next. But Ellen Andrews, Executive Director of the Connecticut Health Policy Project, thanks for coming on and talking about the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.